Hey, fighters. What the heck is going on this beautiful day? You're above the ground, your eyes are open, and the sun is out, even if there's clouds in the sky. You know the sun is out there somewhere. So, hey, it's a great day to chat with you a little bit today. I want to talk a little bit about processes. Everyone and their brother knows that processes are important. Everyone is like, man, I just need systems. I need systems. I need processes. Yet, most struggle with how to implement those and how to create one. And so I want to share with you one of the strategies that I use, because I am not wired to be a process guy. I am not wired to be one that's all into the details and some things like that. Even though I've learned to appreciate the details, I learned they're important. I've had to kind of find my own way through this. Now, I have people on my team that help create processes and all this other stuff, but there are times, and there have been times in my life where I just need to bang one out myself because I don't have the team around me right now, or whatever it is, whatever that situation is for you. Maybe you're a one person business and you need some processes and you don't know where to start and you're wired like I am. So this is where what I call the then what strategy comes into play. And here's how it works. Let's just say, take something that you know that you need to have a sales or a process on. So let's just say marketing, right? Or inbound phone calls, or entering people into your CRM, or whatever it is, you know, the estimating, let's just call it the estimating process. Okay. So the phone rings. Ring, ring. Phone rings. Write that on a piece of paper. I'm dead serious. Right at the top of the paper, the phone rings. Then draw a little arrow pointing down, like a flow chart. And then under that arrow, a little bit down, just say, then what? Well, I answer the phone. Okay. Then what? I told you this is simple, you guys, and it's remedial, isn't it? It's so freaking remedial. But here's the thing. Well, the phone rings. Well, then what? Well, then I want to have a conversation and collect their information. Well, okay, what do those word tracks look like? What are the types of questions that I want to ask them? You know, hey, number one, how did you find us? Let me capture all your contact info in case you blow me off. At least I can reach back out to you. I could put you in my database and things like that. So capture that information. Then what? Then let's have an open and honest conversation about your project and see if it makes sense to come out. That's what we do in the Contractor Sales Academy. Well, then what? Then I need to make sure that information gets put into my CRM. Okay. Then what? Well, whatever your next step was during that estimate call would be what happens. Maybe you're waiting on them to send you some pictures. Maybe you've already set up the appointment to go out there. Maybe you sold the job over the phone. Okay. Well, then what? Okay, guys, that's really what a process is. That's how you could start. That's how starting from the beginning of a process works. Okay. And listen, I wish this could be some brilliant thing. I wish I was more eloquent in the way I'm explaining this to you. But, you know, let's say you need a process to paint a room. Okay. Well, what's the first thing we need to do when you walk into a room? Well, we need to, you know, move the furniture to the center of the room. Then what? Then we need to cover the furniture. Then what? Then we need to pull off all the switch plates and wipe down the trim and the base and get all the dust off of everything and cover the floors and tape the trim or whatever it is for you. That's the then what. That is your process, you guys. That's how a process works. You just go, what is the next logical thing that needs to happen after I do this thing in order to get me to the end result that I want? All right. Now, there's another way that you can do this, and that's reverse engineering. Okay. This is not then what. This is what happened before this. Okay, so let's say I want a beautifully painted room. Okay, well, what's the last thing that needs to happen before that room is beautifully painted and I have a happy customer? Well, we need to detail the room. Okay, well, what does that look like? And you describe it. Okay, well, what happens before we detail the room? We need to, you know, pull tape and plastic and all that other crap, or we need to apply the second coat. You can reverse engineer your process as well. Both are effective. Okay. There's times that I'll use the reverse engineering thing going, okay, if you want to sell $100,000 worth of work this month, Okay, well, how many jobs do I need? How many leads do I need? How many to get those leads? I can reverse engineer that. But a lot of times, guys, I'll use the then what strategy when I don't know where to start. Okay, so your sales process, take that. Or training somebody. Hey, you know, we got a new laborer starting. All right, well, what are the five or six things, three or four things I want him to know by the end of this first week? Well, number one is this. Okay, then what? Then what? Then what? So listen, outline that. And then here's the cool thing. Then next to the then what thing, you are going to put who's responsible for it. Not the name of a person, but the role of the person in the company. All right. So, you know, that estimating process I was talking about at the beginning, you know, the phone rings and it gets answered and the client information is gathered and we have some pre-qualification questions that we go through and we wait for a picture and we enter things in the CRM. Assigned role to that is that your virtual assistant, your administrative assistant, you know, right now it might be you, but think perfect world here. Think when you scale your business, who do you want it to be? Then you know, as you build your team, what processes, what systems that you can delegate out to other people. All right, guys, processes are pretty simple if you just don't overcomplicate it, right? Duh. Simplicity is your friend. Just learn to ask then what needs to happen after each process, each step in your process, and that will be the roadmap for you putting it on paper and being able to have a good start with moving in the direction of systematizing your business. All right, listen, I hope this was helpful to you today. I want to make sure that you also know about our private Facebook group, The Contractor Fight. Head over to Facebook, type in The Contractor Fight, and join over 500 other contractors that are owning their crap, getting real with the conversation, helping one another out, and things like that. It's a free group. The only cover charge is for you to come in and own your crap. You gotta own your crap and get real about something that you suck at, you're struggling at, that you've been blowing off. A lot of people talk about procrastination. They talk about their chicken shit, to talk about money with clients. Whatever it is, you got to own something. Guys, that's the first step to you taking to having a stronger business is you got to get real and you got to get around people that are going to call you higher and raise the bar for you. So head over to Facebook and check out the Contractor Fight private Facebook group. All right. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Travis, bring in the guitars. We'll see you next time.